What does Italy, Mexico, Ireland, the United States, Canada, and New Zealand all have in common? Well, they're all locations for this year's Feast of Tabernacles. The Feast of Tabernacles, like all the other holy days, are commanded to be kept. You don't have to write this down, but in the New Testament, you can look at the following verses. John chapter 7, verse 37. Luke chapter 2, verse 41 through 43. Mark chapter 14. Matthew chapter 26. Luke chapter 22. John chapter 13. Acts chapter 12. Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 18. Acts 27. And also 1 Corinthians 5. And those are all New Testament scriptures that have to do with keeping the feast. All mention the holy days. How should we observe the holy days? What is the Church of God? Why do we observe them the way that we do? Well, today what we're going to do is we're going to look at how ancient Judah observed one of these feast days more than 4,000 years ago, and look at the way they observed it and see if you see any familiarities with what we're doing today. This will help us to better understand, when we look at the example of Judah more than 4,000 years ago, this will help us to better understand how we should be keeping these days, including the Feast of Tabernacles and various other holy days. So my first point is we're going to be reading out of the book of Nehemiah. We're going to read a few verses out of Nehemiah. So let's go to the book of Nehemiah. And you remember the story about Nehemiah. Nehemiah had Ezra and Nehemiah had come out of Babylon, and they were going to rebuild the temple. They'd gone back to the city of Jerusalem. It had been forsaken for 70 years, prophecy that Daniel talked about in his prayer and all of this. And they finally got to go back, and they were in the process of rebuilding the temple and the city and the city walls. Let's go to Nehemiah chapter 8. Nehemiah chapter 8. Notice Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 3. Now, notice verse 2, the last part of verse 2, first day of the seventh month. If you know your Bible chronology, what is the first day of the seventh month? Verse 3, then he read from it in the open square that was in front of the water gate from morning until midday. You think we have long services. Morning until midday, before the men and women and those who could understand, and the words, ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. So Ezra the scribe stood on a platform, podium, just like we have, of wood which they had made for the purpose, and besides him at the right hand were various other officials. And verse 5, and Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people, and when he opened up the book, all the people stood up. Great respect to the word of God. Verse 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. Then all the people answered, Amen, Amen, while lifting up their hands. And they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. And then all these officials here helped the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their places. So they read distinctly from the book and the law of God, and they gave the sense and helped them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, who was a governor, Ezra the priest and the scribe, and the Levites who taught the people, said, this day is holy, because it was the Feast of Trumpets, first day of the seventh month. To the Lord your God, do not mourn nor weep. You can imagine, they had been in captivity for 7 years. They had heard about the destruction of the temple. Now they were coming back, a very emotional time. Do not weep, for all the people wept when they heard the words of the law. When's the last time you cried when somebody read the Bible? We're so used to the Bible that sometimes we don't even pay attention. Verse 10, then he said to them, go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those whom nothing is prepared, for this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. So the Levites quieted all the people, saying, be still, for the day is holy. Do not be grieved. And all the people went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions and rejoice greatly because they understood the words that were declared to them. So here we read a about what the children of Israel, excuse me, the children of Judah did back in the time of Ezra and Nehemiah, and how they kept the holy day, because this is what they were doing on the holy day. So the first thing you have to consider when you're observing a holy day, whether it's a Feast of Tabernacles, whether it's one of the days, the first day or last day of unleavened bread, whatever day you're going to observe, God commands us through the writings of Nehemiah here that we need to be joyful. We need to be happy at the feast. It's not a time to be depressed and sad and grieving and, woe is me. We need to be joyful. Notice this verse 9 here in this little section we read. For all the people wept the last part, okay? And this day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn nor weep. And in verse 12, and all the people rejoiced greatly. One of the aspects of keeping the Feast of Tabernacles, brethren, is we need to have a happy, joyful attitude. And a happy, joyful attitude is infectious. It will help you to make friends, and it will help you to really be able to keep the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Trumpets, and even the Day of Atonement. We should keep it in the right attitude. We have joy because we know what? Because God, through the holy days, has given us His truth. Because God gives us of His Spirit. Because holy days remind us that we are God's children. That we have our sins forgiven. Some of the holy days picture that. Holy days picture that we're going to receive salvation. Holy days indicate that we know God's plan. Holy days help us understand that God is bringing a millennial temple and a millennial kingdom, all pictured by the Feast of Tabernacles and the various other holy days we kept. What is there not to be happy about? So, when you go to the feast, put on a joyful attitude. Put on a joyful smile. Be happy. You know, sometimes, I remember when I was growing up, my father used to look at me and he would say, "Why are you smirking and moping around? You're young and you have your whole life to look forward to." And I said, "Yeah, that was true back then, but it was." And he told me I needed to be happy. And I'm giving you all this admonition from the example here in Nehemiah. Nehemiah told the people they needed to be joyful. So it's not a suggestion, brethren. It's a command. Don't mourn. Don't be sad. The problems in the world, when you come back, they're still going to be there. You go to the feast and you enjoy yourself. You're commanded to be happy. So be happy. Another thing that they did is in verse 5. Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above the people, and when he opened it, all the people stood up, and they worshiped with the Lord with their faces to the ground. Verse 7, and he helped the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. When you go to the feast, or you at the Feast of Trumpets, or you're even at the Day of Atonement, we're going to have someone expounding the scriptures to you, helping you and me to understand. And I never fail to learn something when I have somebody speaking to me about the scriptures. And so one of the things we should do is read the Bible during the feast, during the holy days, and study God's word. That's a great time to do that. We have no worries. We've left them behind. We don't have to work. We don't have to be worried about what's going to happen. We have a little bit more money than usual. We're in a nice place. We're in a different location. Very conducive to studying God's word. So not only pay attention to the sermons, brethren, and the Bible studies and the sermonettes, but do some personal Bible reading. Back in the time of Nehemiah, they had a bunch of officials. They name them all here in verse 6 and in verse 7 that helped the people to understand the meaning of what they were saying. So study God's word. Another very important one, which I don't think anybody here has failed to keep, and that is found in verse 12. And all the people went their way to eat and to drink. And if you know someone that doesn't have anything to eat or drink, or maybe is alone, this other part of the verse kicks in. To send portions and rejoice greatly. So one of the things we can do at the feast is enjoy a fine meal. Nothing wrong with having a hamburger at the feast. But at least once or twice during the feast, go out to a nice restaurant with your family and your friends. We are rehearsing, brethren, the plenty that's going to be coming on the world because of the millennium. So we need to do that and be sure that we and I don't want to say act out, but that we rehearse out what we're going to be doing. So whenever we're keeping the holy days, whether they're the Feast of Trumpets, one of the days of unleavened bread, you know, even atonement, with the exception of eating and all that, I'm sure you understand that, and especially the upcoming Feast of Tabernacles on the last great day, remember these three points. Be joyful. Be joyful, brethren. Remember to be joyful. Remember to put some time into studying God's Word. And if you don't have time to study God's Word, at least pay attention to the sermons and the sermonettes and the Bible studies. You're going to go to the Bible study today? No, I think we're going to go to the beach. There's plenty of time to go to the beach. Usually the sermons and the Bible studies and the sermonettes are very well planned and very well thought out. So please pay attention to the scripture reading and the sermonettes and the sermons that are going to be given at the feast. And another is enjoy some good food. You know, enjoy a good meal. Soon we will be observing the Feast of Tabernacles. We will be privileged to be in a beautiful sight with plenty of food, joyous activities, and excellent sermons, sermonettes, and Bible studies. We need to remember the instructions that Ezra and Nehemiah gave to the people more than 2,400 years ago. Because the same things that they did in this little scenario here that we read in Nehemiah chapter 8 apply to us today. Although these instructions were given to a different people, in a different culture, and in a different time, these are excellent instructions for our time also. These instructions can help you to have a very joyous Feast of Tabernacles.